Hey, it's Jay. I'm back, hopefully to give you some more information in a useful way. This podcast is short, sweet, and to the point, like most of them. Something I want to clarify to people really fast, it's the down payment and what exactly that consists of. All right, so you're ready to buy a home. One of the first questions I always get is, so what's the down payment going to be, Jay? Well, there's more to that quote-unquote down payment than just what people think it is. All right. The first portion I'm going to mention is the actual down payment to the mortgage loan that you get approved for. For example, let's say that there is a mortgage loan that is an FHA, which is a Federal Housing Administrative Loan. It is insured and backed by the Federal Administration of Housing. And that loan right now is at a 3.5% down payment, which means, for example, if your house cost $100,000, you multiply 0.35 times 100,000, and it'll give you the answer. So 3,500 is what you would need, right? That's the quote unquote down payment. Now, if you had a conventional loan, which is a different type of loan, maybe you only need 3%. So depending on what type of loan you had, it'll determine the amount of quote unquote down payment you will need, right? Well, the backside and the part that's rolled in with the whole down payment word is the closing cost. See, a lot of people hear, well, you need this amount of money for your down payment, but not a lot of people hear the backside, which is your closing cost. And those fees consist of a lot of different smaller fees. For example, the title company that's transferring the ownership from the buyer to the seller, they charge a fee. The lawyer that's actually making sure that all your documents are processed and properly serviced, that there's a fee for that. The lender that is giving you the loan, they have what's called an origination fee. What they charge you to write up your loan, there's a fee for that. You have to pay the taxes for the remainder of the year. There might be an HOA transfer fee. You could have other fees like a certified notary fee if you have to do a closing outside of the area that you're in. For example, if you work a lot, the notary can actually send a closer out to whatever city you're at to meet you, and there's a small fee for that. So the point that I'm making is this: down payment applies to your loan, how much you have to specifically put down for your actual loan. And the closing cost is a complete different side of the down payment. And if you have more questions about the details, the ins and outs of the closing cost of your down payment, message me, call me direct, 713-385-2942. I can sit you down with my broker or myself and we can kind of discuss it and get you the information you need so you can be prepared for when the time comes, when it's time to buy a home, you don't miss any fees or you don't overlook things that you didn't know about. The key to you buying a home happily, successfully, is information. And that's the purpose of this podcast, to give you information directly from hands-on, active, ready-to-go agents that work the field every single day. All right, so if you have any questions, message me. If you want a better breakdown what this podcast is about and what your closing cost versus your down payment is, which, remember, it's all in one, but it's two sections. It's broken into two sections, okay? So let me know what you think. Give me some feedback. Leave me a message. If this helps you in any way, leave me an applaud, a like. I don't know how this podcast works too well. Like I said, I'm just here to share information. So let me know how I can help. Look me up on Facebook, JB Selling Houston, or message me direct through text, 713-385-2942, okay? I appreciate you guys watching. Share this for me. Let me know. Maybe I can help somebody in your friend, in your family or a friend or something that needs some information, all right? Have a good day. Thanks for listening, like always.